Welcome to episode 116 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we head down under to explore the Sydney Opera House, our fourth wonder of the modern world. It's safe to say that the Sydney Opera House is the most known building in Australia. Nothing says Australia to a non-Aussie like a kangaroo, a boomerang, Ayers Rock, and the organic, shell-shaped Sydney Opera House. Construction began in 1959, based on a design by Jørn Utzon, a Danish architect. The construction was fraught with controversy from the start. Utzon had submitted his design via a contest sponsored by the Sydney government. The parameters of the contest were very broad, basically just asking for a design that had two stages, one for opera and one for orchestra. It didn't mention anything about cost or size or anything. So while Utzon's sweeping design won, he quickly got frustrated when the construction team faced him with the realities of money and location, and he had to scale down his design considerably. Not everyone in Sydney thought the lavish expenditure on an opera house was necessary, and when a new premier was elected in New South Wales, that's the state of Australia containing Sydney, he was vehement in his opposition to the project. On top of that, another architect who had been brought on to assist Utzon tried to strong-arm Utzon into a subordinate role. Utzon got so fed up with the situation that he just quit the project altogether. When construction was completed and the building was opened in 1973, Utzon was not credited for the project, and it took 20 years for the two sides of the conflict to cool off. Eventually, the Opera House trustees contacted Utzon, and in 1999, Utzon was brought on as a consultant and designer for a number of changes to the building, until he died in the mid-2000s. And what a building it is! Below the sail-shaped contours of its roof lie over half a dozen different performance venues, each distinct in design and function. There's even a recording studio available to those who can afford it. The grandeur of the Sydney Opera House is unquestioned, and it has been immortalized by the United Nations, who declared the building a World Heritage Site in 2007. So far in the Month of Wonders, we've looked at all sorts of man-made monuments, from the Great Pyramid of Giza to the Empire State Building. Next week, we'll be wrapping up the Month of Wonders by rejecting man-made icons and going back to nature. We'll travel across the planet searching for wonders of the natural world, globetrotting from Africa to Antarctica to remind ourselves that no matter what we may build, it pales in comparison to the power of nature. It's Natural Wonders Week starting Sunday here on the Daily Brainwave. Thanks for tuning in to episode 116 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as @dailybrainwave, all one word. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we chug on through Modern Wonders Week by coming back stateside and looking at that symbol of military might, the Pentagon.